I am in Richmond, Virginia.
You're in Richmond now for a con. You are on the con circuit right now. And
I am.
I love it.
Well, I have a great time, so I do too. Liking meeting all these people that watch these shows, like Batman animated series. I had no idea it hit people the way it kind of soaked into their bodies or their minds. It was just a job I took, so it's amazing to see what I thought was just a fun job seems important to many people.
I am one of those people.
Are you?
Yes, I have a younger brother, and he was obsessed with the animated series, and he had all the toys, and he would sit there on the floor and play with the toys while the show was on, and I was sort of big sister in the room, but it was such a good show that I ended up watching it and loving it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I never watched it. It was on Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't watch TV in the mornings on Saturday.
Right,
I went to an acting class.
Well, you probably fared better than the rest of us then.
Well, sounds like a wonderful life.
It was a wonderful life. The other thing that we had in my life was a special Star Trek thing.
Well, I did an episode of what I used to call Deep Dish Nine, Deep Space Nine.
Yes.
Where I stole Terry Farrell's Dax.
Yes.
I was a Trill. But I didn't watch Star Trek either. I have all these jobs that are things that I never watched. Or I was not a comic book fan when I was little. So all the DC things I didn't know about. So I was on Smallville with being Lex Luthor's dad, but we watched the old Superman when I was a kid. So I'm baffled at my career, actually.
And you've done so many different things, too. The stage, movies, the voice acting, TV.
Yeah.
Is there a preference?
No, I just like to work. It's where my self-esteem is.
For me, it's just really an honor and a privilege to be able to talk to you. And
Balmer, hon.
Oh, you can do the accent, too. It's amazing.
Well, I grew up in Salisbury, Maryland. So, and I went to Towson State Teachers College when I got out of high school. I was going to be the drama teacher or the English teacher who directed the plays. And then I went to Summerstock by some fluke. And so I worked with actors who were professional actors, so I figured I can do that. So I got out of the public education thing where I would have been a saint if I'd been a teacher. I think teachers are saints.
Absolutely. My mother is a teacher, so that is...
Yeah?
Yes.
You were born by a saint.
Some may say that, but she is an AP high school chemistry teacher, so some may have some other words.
Oh my God, chemistry. Mm.
AP chemistry.
I bet she's good at math too, right?
She is very good at math.
Yeah, I still have nightmares about going to school naked and there's a math test that day. So not only am I very vulnerable, but I'm going to fail because I didn't understand any of it. But I'm coming back to Baltimore area on the shore leave in several weeks. When is that? The 12th, the 13th, and the 14th. I have a calendar in front of me. I still have a paper calendar. I love paper. I can't learn a script unless I have paper. You know, some people that see them on their whatever thing they use, but I need a piece of paper. I need to make circles on it and cross out words and circle words and highlight words and things like that.
Yes.
I'm old-fashioned.
Well, the beautiful thing about shore leave is I can actually see the venue from my studio window right now.
You can?
Yes, we are in Hunt Valley. We share a parking lot with the Delta Hotel by Marriott that shore leave is in every year. And it's always fun because, you know, you could always walk across the parking lot and say hi.
I will. Fun. I have a friend now in Hunt Valley. Oh, I'm excited now. Yeah. Well, I was excited before because I have a lot of friends in Baltimore that I haven't seen for a while. So it's the game of life, I guess, the journey we're on.
Yes.
We're trying to figure out why we're on this journey. What can we do? A couple of weeks ago in New Jersey, there was the East Coast Con.
Yes.
No, I don't know all the names of it, but someone brought a blind man to where I was who, second season of Smallville, I think, Lionel Luthor went blind for a while. And here was this man who knew that he was going blind, and he was in a state of kind of depression. But he came up to tell me that the things that Lionel Luthor had done while he was blind, things he had said, encouraged him to learn Braille and to not give in to life, but to attack it and live on and learn how to be blind and still have a good life. So there this guy was telling me what I meant to him as a character on Smallville, and it was very moving to realize something like that could really change somebody's life. So I think that's what a lot of actors are looking for, is we're storytellers. But at some point, you can get a job that'll get people thinking about things that they don't normally think about. And it's very satisfying that you're doing something for the common good. So every now and then, things like that happen. So it was very gratifying for us all.
So what is next, other than coming to shore leave, right, getting to see some friends, having some crab cakes?
Crab cakes. That's what I look forward to, really. And seeing my friends that I haven't seen for a long, long time, because it's where I started acting when I was at Towson State Teachers College.
Beautiful. Yep. Full circle there.
Yep. Well, I look forward to meeting you.
I look forward to meeting you so much, John. Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure getting to know you and talk to you. And I can't wait for 100.7 The Bay listeners to be able to stop by Shore Leave and say hello, too.
Okay. Be there or be square.